need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I want to say thank you to those of you that have helped us this last week with Food for the Poor. Friends, we are less than 100 children away from hitting our goal. And I just want you to ask yourself, did you do everything you could to help? 855-907-4673. As of early this morning, it was 65 children. But friends, if you divide that up by people that can do five children each, we only need a handful of folks to help us close out those 702. And you'll hear more about it over the weekend as well if you're listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission in New York City. Thank you. Thank you for those of you that have been so generous to help those children that are in need. Speaking of people that are in need, you know, this debate over Israel and what's happening there and how intensely it's being fought and all the rest of it is really rather remarkable when you think about it. You've got people that literally have no idea what they're protesting when it comes to this. For instance, just a couple of days ago, I was flipping through social media, as I often am wont to do, and saw some folks that had a very interesting sign. They had it titled Queers for Palestine. They are saying that we are for the terrorists in the argument between Israel and the terrorists. And they have a picture of the Palestinian Authority flag. And then on the same big banner that they're marching behind, they've got a picture of the Rainbow Pride flag with a fist held up in defiance. And they're standing there proudly saying we're queers for Palestine. That's their identity. Friends, this is a sign that we live in a day in which we have no real idea at all, no real concept of any sort of what we are actually about. If you get into the nitty-gritty of what Hamas, who is funded by Iran, believe about this group of people that are identifying in the way that these kids are identifying behind this banner. If you look at what they've done to people who have identified in this manner, if you look at the stories in through the news footages of what Iran and those that are backing Hamas in the West Bank and in Gaza, if you look at what these people have done to people that identify the way these kids identify behind this banner, you would suddenly be forced to have some sort of cognitive resolution. Wait a minute. You're identifying as queers for Palestine, but the people that you're identifying in support of would be the first people to take you and hang you by a bulldozer crane or worse yet, throw you off the top of a building while everyone around was forced to watch. We have a very mixed up idea of what compassion is. And when Queers for Palestine think that the terrorists in Gaza are more kind to them than the Christian community in America, we have a very dishonest narrative. And it's one that will get people killed. And that makes me sad. I'm Kevin McCullough. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time.